This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by Bone for Bones, Burger King, C-File, CG Atlantic General, Commonwealth Bank, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, the Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, Inventive Intellect, J.S. Johnson, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Popeyes, Ron's Electric Motors, the Water and Sewage Corporation, and Wilmax Pharmacy.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. In the second hour today, we're going to be talking with Family Guardian for a little while about some things that are going on with them. And we are going to find out more about that. In the meantime, we're going to speak to what we now know about the Adrian Ferguson matter. And I want to touch on the Speaker of the House. And also I want to touch on Glenys Hannah-Martin's contribution in the House yesterday. So let me, I'll circle back to that. I'll circle back to the other stuff. But let me just, Glenys Hannah-Martin in the House, heard her tone, right? Really telegraphs to me that she understands the urgency that is happening, all right? And she said it so well because she said, look, this is a major, we're facing major, major problems. And I'll go through some of it. She said, that's not to say that I don't see excellence. That's not to say that I don't see people overachieving in academics and arts and in sports, athletics, right? But we have a serious problem on our hands, and it has to be addressed with urgency, and we have to understand the problem. I was speaking to someone over the weekend, and they were saying, did you hear there's another three murders? And I go, yeah. And they were saying to me, they were like, well, when is somebody going to actually study what's going on? Like, we've had Dr. Chaswell Hanna. He studied, you know, murders in the Bahamas and gave some solutions. A lot of people shot him down. No, we're not going to do harsher penalty. We're not going to do death penalty. We're going to, all right, no problem. No problem. And, you know, again, I don't know that the death penalty deters crime. I just know that it's an option for people who are guilty of heinous murders, possibly other crimes. She said, when is somebody going to study what's happening? When is somebody going to look into what's going on? Because we need to understand. All right, so let me give you my estimation on the crime thing, right? The cynic in me says, we don't actually want to know. Because in our heads, it's something simple. Do X, do Y, do Z. Poof, problem solved. I don't think we really want to know. I don't think we want to know because I think it's complex and it's multifaceted. And I think that there's going to be needed a level of drastic action that we're not prepared to take. And people tell me I'm extreme with this, but so be it. If we take drastic action now, I believe in the next 10, 15, 20 years, we could really see a different country. When I'm saying drastic action, I mean drastic action on multiple fronts. I don't know if everybody's ready for that. I don't know if it works the way I have it in my head, but there's drastic action needed, and we need to study what it is and then figure out what action we're going to take and be resolute in that. you know, and judge it by the results. So Gladys Adam Martin is saying, look, there's a problem in our children. We got a problem dealing with our children. We got a problem with truancy. We got a problem with underachievement. We got a problem in poor scores in certain subjects, and we need to address it. And she's working toward addressing it. So in her words, in her tone, in her presentation, and indeed from what I see in her actions, she gets the urgency of what's happened, and she gets it in this moment in time, because this is a particular moment in time, because we've had a confluence of factors that have now made the situation much worse than it would have been before. Before, you probably could have taken a more gentle approach. Now, drastic actions going to be needed. Right? And sometimes that's what it is, and sometimes it takes people to campaign on drastic action, not on dreams, right? Because that's what most people want. Drama make your dreams come true. Right? Not y'all going to have to sacrifice too. Y'all going to have to give up some things and work with us so that we can have the outcomes that we want. Right? We don't elect those type of people because that's not what we want to hear. We want to vote for you and then sit back and coast and watch everything be A-OK. And so Gladys Adam Martin's got to figure out how to properly educate your children. Gladys Adam Martin's got to figure out how to make sure your children go to school. Gladys Adam Martin and Brave Davis got to figure out how to make sure your children are fed and clothed and study. You just want to vote for the most part and watch the cars go by. Wayne Monroe got to figure out how to rehabilitate an adult criminal. Wayne Monroe got to figure out where all the people who are released from prison are at any particular point in time. Well, actually, you should know that. But Wayne Monroe got to figure out how to make your community safer, how to make your neighborhood safer without buy-in. You got to buy in. All right? And nobody wants to hear that. Gladys Adam Martin is very inspiring in her messaging. But I think that if we sit back and go, well, Gladys Adam Martin's going to figure it out, and the people in the Ministry of Education are going to figure it all out, and we do nothing, then I think that we're sadly mistaken. So, for instance, we talk a lot about Singapore, and Singapore has its pros and cons, but they've had great results. All right? Talk about Lee Kuan Yew and the vision and all that, and that's all good, the vision, right? But the people have to buy in. All right, because Singapore is not a communist country. It's not a fascist state. They don't put no gun to nobody's head and go to school. They provide the facilities for you, but you got to go to school. Right? The schools are here in Nassau. You got to go to school. They're in the islands. You got to go to school. You got to make sure your children go to school. And you have to have buy-in too. And that's one thing they teach in Singapore that we don't want to hear, is they don't think in terms of pure individualism. Singapore, Japan, they think in Korea, well, South Korea, North Korea is out of whack. They think in terms of we all are working together to make sure our country is a country that we want to live in. We have a country currently when, and even though it's not the majority of people or even many, many people, we have a country currently when a ambulance has a siren on and it speeds through traffic, there are certain people who don't want to pull over. They want to keep going. They want to try to beat the light, beat the ambulance. There are people who go behind the bloody ambulance like they got an emergency just to cut through traffic. So, you know, we got a vast issue with we're only looking out for the good of ourselves, and we're not looking out for the good of the country. Now, you have to take personal responsibility for yourself, first and foremost. Everyone does. But in terms of the things that make the country function better, we have to do our part, all right? You don't have to go out and volunteer to feed other people's children, X, Y, Z, but we got to do our part. If we all do our part and work toward being the best citizens we can be and having our children be the best citizens they can be so that we have a great country to live in, and if we follow the rules and other people follow the rules and everybody's following the rules, it makes sense. Right? So I get that we want a better country. I get that a lot of us want to follow the rules, but I get that a lot of people think the rules shouldn't apply to them. You do whatever you want and then everybody else fixes it. I get a lot of that. You're going to have buy-in. You're going to have buy-in. But we'll circle back to that. It says we need a major push on birth control, teen pregnancy, and women behaving, women having multiple kids is the biggest problem in this country, leading to no crime and unemployable people. That's an issue. Certainly, I don't know if it's the biggest problem leading to crime, but certainly there's been studies that show if you allow birth control, whether it's in terms of the pill or contraception, and even in some places, abortion, you do have better outcomes. And that's a conversation you got to have. You got to have it. But no one wants to have it. Everyone's afraid to have it. Everyone's afraid. Like, even the preachers are afraid. The preachers who will tell you, go nail a gay person to the cross, like literally, they're afraid to go, you guys, slow down. If you have children that you can't take care of, you're not going to have the kind of life that you could have had had you not considered this more carefully. No one wants to say that. They'll throw rocks at Brave Davis if he said that. Because no one wants to be like, I got to be disciplined too. Ain't nobody telling you stop having sex. That would be a bridge too far because, you know, I wouldn't be stopping. But to tell you be more responsible with your choices, nobody want to hear that. Which what the majority of people I find, particularly of a certain like from a certain age group, in my cohort, on down, like, I find they want to go, we want to do whatever the hell we want, and we want you to make sure that we can do that. So I don't see the buy-in, but God bless Glenys Hannah Martin. I'll go over a couple of her comments in a little later, hopefully. But God bless her for trying, you know. But when I had the Minister of Education saying that, hold on, I want to do this now. Let me quote her, okay? What she said, and explain to me why this situation exists. Like, she's thinking of solutions, right? Which is fine, but you gotta take a moment out to be like, what are y'all doing? So, that's not it. Let me see. I have her speech, but I want to go right to the thing. Okay. So, Glenys Hannah Martin says there's thousands of children who never went back to school. They walked door to door and found 1,000 kids who weren't going to school, and they got them back in school. There's thousands of children who have dropped out of school. They're not even sure why. They are past the age of graduation. She says, this is not a simple undertaking and will require the full cooperation and active participation of all stakeholders, including the community in general. Said the intent is at a minimal to bolster literacy and numeracy skills and training in an employable skill so as to assure quality of life and survivor skills for these young people. The alternative cannot be contemplated. Now, here's what's happening. The Minister of Education is speaking to teaching your children how to read and count and how to be employable. The Minister of Education is talking about teaching your children to assure them a quality of life and survivor skills. The alternative, she said, cannot be contemplated. You know what the alternative is? The alternative is to leave these children to the care and supervision of their parents. That's the alternative, right? Because she's talking about what action the state is taking. To her credit, she does say that it will take everybody. All right? She says, going forward, however, we will not accept a state of affairs where school-aged children are engaging in truancy, the so-called chronic norm, and in this regard, we recently advertised in daily publications for the recruitment of additional attendance officers who will work with the schools, parents, school boards, police, urban renewal, and social services. We will form an army to get children back in school and with regular attendance and punctuality. So here's what I'm going to say. I'm intentionally going to say this like this. If the state has to make sure your children go to school and make sure that your children have school uniforms and that your children eat breakfast, if the state has to ensure that your children can survive in the world, then exactly what do we need you for? If the state, I'll say it another way, if the state is responsible for the behavior, the life skills, the regular attendance and basic necessities of life for your children, what is it that you do? Why do we need you? If the state's responsible for taking care of your children, then why don't your children belong to the state? Why do they belong to you if you're not going to take care of them? That's my question. She's got to form an army to get children back in school. I struggle to understand why you had them if you won't provide them with the basic necessities of life. And a lot of people aren't going to like it, but it is what it is. And that's, I feel that way. I feel like if Gladys Hannah Martin has to be responsible for your children, if Jeff Lloyd has to be responsible for your children, not only while they're in school now, but that they could function in the world. They already provide breakfast. Minnis said they were going to provide lunch. I think these guys say they're going to give them lunch too, which is fine. They do that in a lot of countries. No problem. Already, if you don't have uniforms, they'll provide uniforms for you, which is great because the children need to go to school. I'm all about it. I'm supporting it. I support feeding the children. I support giving the children uniforms. I support teaching them in schools. I'm just kind of trying to figure out. I support making sure they go to school, but I'm just trying to figure out where you come in as the parent. What is it that you're doing? That's my question. Because if the state's teaching them how to act and teach them how to live, then I don't know what you're here for. Just to have had the child, I guess. Let's put them to some use. Let the state train them, and then when they get adults, they can work for the state and they can do things for the state. They can come see you, you know. I'm sure it's fun. It's good times. I'm just trying to figure out what it is you're doing here in this regard. That's what I want to know. Anyway, let's talk about the Adrienne Gibson trial. We'll go back into a little bit more, maybe, of what she's doing a little later. And nobody wants to hear that. That's why I can't be no prime minister. Ain't nobody want to hear that? Ain't nobody want to hear what I got to do something? No. Anybody trying to hear Gladys Hannah Martin, but we all got to do it? What you mean? I thought you was the Minister of Education. Right? You got to do it. Jeff Lloyd got to do it. Jerome Fitzgerald got to do it. Who was the Minister of Education before him? Somebody else got to do it. Okay, let's look at Adrienne Gibson. So, we now understand the nature of what Adrienne Gibson's been accused of, and we can go from there. These are very serious charges. And we spoke yesterday definitely about the constitutional concept of innocent until proven guilty. These are very serious charges. And the litmus test for it really is there a case to answer? All right? So you're certainly innocent until proven guilty. All right? But somebody's got to take the responsibility of, when you're accused of something, going ahead to make sure there's a process that either finds that you're guilty of something or exonerates you. The sad part is the exoneration is on you, but that's what it is. So, I forgot one part of what I was explaining to you about how this works yesterday, that everyone who thinks it's a game, it's like a reality show put on for your entertainment by the FNM and the PLP. Bail money is another one, right? You got to have bail money, $150,000 bail. How many of y'all got access to that? Through property or cash or whatever? How many of y'all got people who will be a shorter for you? I watched a case where a couple put up their house for their son. I think he was charged with murder, if I remember correctly. I'm going to take a break right now. I watched a case where an older couple put up their house, done paid for their son, who was charged with murder, and their son skipped town. And the judge brought them back before him to explain to them that since your son did not show up for trial, you forfeit your house. They wept. And the judge took mercy on them. For their son abandoned them. His parents, who worked their entire lives to have that house, put it all on the line for you. And he abandoned them. So cases like that, you got to understand, people may not be willing to put stuff up for you. Innocent until proven guilty, yes. But do I risk everything I've worked for is also another question. So bail money is another thing that Adrian Gibson has to find, or security for the bail. $150,000. It's a lot. Let's take a break and we'll talk about the nature of the charges.
You do coffee
your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
Father's Day is not just about celebrating dads. It's about celebrating all that our dads are. Our protectors, our husbands, and our oldest friend. This Father's Day, don't forget to tell him, I'm so glad you're mine. with a gift from Bonneville Bones.
Bonneville Bones, a statement in fashion, a name on the town. Find us Bay Street, Marlin Marathon at Bonneville Bones.
Children are a blessing and should be treated with love and care. They deserve safe, stable, and nurturing relationships, a supportive family environment, and positive social networks. Mothers, fathers, teachers, aunties, uncles, neighbors, Bahamas, let's do our part to stop the physical, sexual, and mental abuse of our children. Make the calls, file the reports, save precious lives. Let's join hands and hearts and say no more to child abuse. This message was brought to you by CFAL, growing wealth for future generations.
When it comes to picking a pharmacy that is convenient, reliable, and puts you first, only one name comes to mind, Wilmax Pharmacy, a team of trusted and trained pharmacists ready to serve and assist you with all your pharmaceutical and over-the-counter needs. We also carry beauty and hair products as well as household and everyday supplies. Open 7 days a week, 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. NIB drug plan is accepted. Cut down your wait time. WhatsApp to refills to 817-4067. Visit Wilmax Pharmacy today. Poinciana Drive, opposite University of the Bahamas. Call 323-1037.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
So, what would you like to discuss?
Insurance, Doc. It's so frustrating. I go to the mall for motor, drive to Bay Street to get a home quote, swing east to file a medical claim, then go west for a pensions appointment. Don't even get me started about life.
I'm going to prescribe CG Atlantic. They have all the insurance you're looking for.
Really? Thanks.
With all the insurance you need, we're like a doctor that doesn't waste your time and money. CG Atlantic. Good like that.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the Revolutionary Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. Someone said I said Adrian Ferguson instead of Adrian Gibson. It's my bad. Is that a real person? Adrian Ferguson? There's got to be an Adrian Ferguson out there somewhere. My bad, Adrian Ferguson. Clearly, I was talking about Adrian Gibson. The Long Island MP. So I just want to go through very quickly this list of things, all right? Again, innocent until proven guilty, but the fact remains the Royal Bahamas Police Force, the state, has charged you with a crime. Numerous crimes. And you're going to have to defend yourself against their prosecution. Their job is to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that you are guilty of these specific crimes, these specific allegations. Let's just go through a bit of it. Okay. So I'm just going to read this as script we had written yesterday. Long Island Member of Parliament Adrian Gibson, appearing in court on charges related to allegations about contracts while he served as executive chairman of the Water and Sewerage Corporation. Gibson was hit with a total of 56 counts of allegations that he failed to declare his interest in contracts awarded by Water and Sewage. Prosecutors allege that on August 23, 2021, Gibson made a false declaration of disclosure of interest in government contracts, knowing the same to be false. Let me stop there. And I'm not going to talk about the merits of the case. I'm going to talk about a process in corporations. So corporations would usually, the board will be discussing the award of contracts, and you would declare that you don't have any interest in these contracts. If you do, or you know the parties or whatever like that, you usually excuse yourself from those deliberations and from any decision making. All right. And so you would usually, I declare I have no interest or whatever like this. All right. Now, to not, to say you don't have an interest and you do is illegal. Okay. And you would remember yesterday we talked about how you are vacated from Parliament as an MP. Either you get a 12-month prison sentence, 12 months or more prison sentence. One of the other conditions is that you have an involvement in any contract with the government or any of its agencies, that you have an interest, all right? And you must declare that interest in Parliament, and Parliament must approve, the majority of Parliament must approve of your interest in that contract in order for you to stay in Parliament. So not declaring, having an interest in a contract, all right, and not declaring it to Parliament is grounds to have you removed from Parliament. And it ain't that complicated. So a 12-month sentence could have you removed from Parliament, but also in what I'm looking at, I'm no lawyer, being found guilty of not declaring your interest while you were a member of Parliament in the contract issued by the state is also grounds to be have your seat vacated in Parliament. All right? I'm not talking about the merits of anything that happened here. All right? Oh, someone's saying a false declaration before his election declaration. That may be true, too. They may be talking about the declaration for his election. Yeah, but think about it. If you didn't have an interest in a particular company, if you had an interest in a particular company, but they didn't have a contract with the government before you were elected, how could they say you made a false declaration? Right? I declare I have no interest in any company that has any contract with the government. I have no contracts with the government. And you say it before election, you're not even in any position to be chairman or anything. And it's true. But after election is a different story. And so they usually vet you. And I do need to look at the actual statute that they charged him with this under, because they may be, usually during the contract process, contract awarding process, the board members are asked if they have any interest in any of the companies. He was also charged with 3 counts of conspiracy to commit bribery. It's alleged that between June 23rd, It's alleged that between June 23rd, 2020 and July 7th, 2021, without lawful authority or reasonable excuse, Gibson conspired to solicit an advantage from Oak Bay Limited Trading as Baja Maintenance and Restoration as an inducement to or reward for or otherwise on account of your giving assistance or using influence in the procuring and executing of for capital works projects with water and sewage. He was also charged with 15 counts of bribery. Prosecutors say between June 2020 and July 2021, Gibson did solicit an advantage from Oak Bay Limited as an inducement or reward for procuring and executing capital works projects with Water and Sewage Corporation. He was also charged with dishonestly receiving more than $1.2 million for a landscaping and maintenance contracts issued to Elite Maintenance, knowing the same was obtained or appropriated by an offense. Gibson was then charged alongside his cousin, Rashe Gibson, and Tanya DeMeritt with 5 counts of conspiracy to commit bribery. Gibson, Joan Knowles, and Rashe Gibson were also charged with 16 counts of money laundering. The trio is accused of using funds from Baja Maintenance to buy multiple vehicles from B Ford and Hertz Car Rental, which represents the proceeds of crime. Now, the proceeds, I'm not referring specifically to this case, The proceeds of crime law is a tricky one in that, if I'm not mistaken, and lawyers correct me if I'm wrong, if the government accuses you of having assets that are the proceeds of crime, my understanding is you have to show how you legitimately obtain these assets. That's, from my understanding of it, that's how the Proceeds of Crime Act works. You have to show that you legitimately obtain these assets. Also, I would imagine that the government would need to link you to some sort of a criminal conspiracy. But you know what? Our penal code needs a deep adjustment. It is law today in the Commonwealth of Bahamas. I know this because we did this with a lawyer who was talking about the need for reform of the penal code. If you're wearing a Rolex, and this goes back from like pre-majority rule, right? This probably goes back from the 1900s. If you got on a Rolex downtown, right, the police can stop you and ask you to show them that that belongs to you. Like, that's still a law, which I think is absurd. I don't think they even use that any like that, but it's still out there. So it's really strange. But yeah. So money laundering, assets, the proceeds of crime, conspiracy to commit bribery, receiving allegedly more than $1.2 million. Soliciting advantages. It's interesting. All right, and I'm the merits of this case, but these are serious charges. All right, and he has multiple lawyers, so hopefully he can navigate it properly. But these are very serious charges, and again, it's not a game. It's Adrian Gibson's real life, and police need to be more cautious. I'm sorry, police need to be cautious, as well as police need to be cautious when they're dealing explicitly with politically exposed persons, that there's not the appearance of victimization. But you cannot handcuff the police and go, well, if the police charge any politician, and from the opposition, it's the government directing them to do it, and the police doesn't have a case, and it's just, you know, made up charges. Like, you gotta be able to say the police are allowed to investigate. Because if I go to the police and I say, this member of parliament, this XYZ, tried to solicit money from me in order to get a government contract, and the police go, well, we're not gonna touch it because it's it'll look bad, then you could just throw the whole police force away. So it can't be like that. Like, if you got something to say about I do something or whatever like that, I'm going to be like, all right, you prove it. But I'm not going to be mad at the police asking me about it. Now, if someone goes to police, here's my proof, and the police believe, you know, you do need to answer to this, then they escalate it. Oh, I'm sorry, we got to go to news. We'll go to news, and we'll be right back. Soon we'll be talking with Family Guardian, and we'll talk some more about these other things. Stay tuned.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. We'll be right back.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. In just a few minutes, we'll be speaking with Family Guardian. But I want to, I have something that I understand more clearly now, so I want to let you know that I understand it. So this is where they're talking about Gibson failed to declare his interest. That's not during the meetings. That would be on his parliamentary nomination form. So this says on August 23rd, 2021, he didn't declare his interest in contracts. And August 27th, 2021 would have been nomination day. So they're talking about his parliamentary declaration, not anything that happened, not anything that happened within the minutes or whatever like this. So they're saying he did have an interest. They're alleging he had an interest in these companies. These companies had contracts with the government, and you did not disclose that interest on your nomination form, your parliamentary nomination form. So we now have to go, I mean, just as a thought exercise, not talking about the merits of anything. Just, I'm going to go check the law on what kind of penalty that would carry if someone were to be found guilty of doing that. All right. So we'll see. I'll get back to your stuff in a moment. But Family Guardian is having a home and auto showcase at the Family Guardian Corporate Center grounds, 1 Shirley Street and Village Road. I always pass there. And in my head, Family Guardian was like some shell company for the CIA. And they had, like, you know, I'm saying? And they, it's all like, you know, it's all, it never looks like any activity. Like there's this long driveway and there's this huge lawn. I saw people mowing the lawn. I'm like, this looks like the place from Stranger Things where they had like a huge underground vault. But I guess people actually are there. All right. That's good. All right. We're going to talk with Family Guardian in just a moment. I'm going to get through some of your text messages, but take a break and we'll bring them in. I want a home and auto. All right. This says we need a major push on birth control. Yeah, we did that. This is one, I agree with you. The death penalty is not meant to deter crime. It's punishment for the crime committed. Yep. A1 for an island 21/7. The crime rate should not be as high as it is. Something is wrong. Clearly. This says, I laugh when people compare education in the Bahamas to Singapore or Finland. In Singapore, kids feel shame if they don't get an A. In Finland, only academic high achievers are selected to be teachers and are paid as much as accountants. It's apples and oranges. Perhaps we should make a comparison to Barbados or Jamaica. Yeah. It says, amen. This says, good afternoon, Juan. I totally disagree with the press release Mr. Printard gave on this matter with Adrian Gibson. With those serious charges hanging over his head, he cannot continue to serve until those matters are cleared up. All right. That's an opinion. Juan, the Bahamas needs a reform school. Simpson's Penn School can be expanded, tweaked, and made available to parents, teachers, and the courts as a correctional facility based on discipline, work, and reward system and love. Says the biggest indicator here is the seizure of assets. I cannot imagine any circumstance where the court would allow the police to seize assets if there was not a clear paper trail justifying the seizure. Huh. Yep, that's interesting. Absolutely. You're going to have a national reform school for children. Okay. Any of you ever read Never Let Me Go? It's a movie, too. I know books are like kryptonite to some people. Never Let Me Go by Kazuo Ishiguro or something like this. He says it's like an Asian-sounding name, but I don't know that he's Asian. Anyway, it Never Let Me Go. They raise these children in, you know, these very, you know, strict environments and teach them manners and dress them and everything like this. And the children are actually used for replacement organs for rich people. And eventually the kids will grow up and they'll, you know, start taking organs from them and then they'll be dead. They're like clones. Anyway, Let's take a break. We're going to have Family Guardian come talk to us in just a moment on the other side.
A local paper in Grand Bahama is back every Tuesday as a section of the Nassau Guardian. Available at local stores, gas stations, pharmacies, Western Bakery, and Bellevue Gifts. Daily and, of course, on Tuesdays, too. Want to reach your Grand Bahama audience? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads, too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Frank, what you doing?
Looking at some new insurance options, Uncle Joe.
Insurance? You should ask me. I've got a guy on Collins Avenue who does my motor insurance. My home policy is through a lady I work with. Now, Johnny from the gym, he's going to hook me up with medical and life. Now, for pensions, I'd like to spread that one around a little bit.
Or I could call CG Atlantic. They do all of that.
With all the insurance and pensions cover you need in one place, we're like an uncle that doesn't give you bad advice. CG Atlantic. Good like that.
Popeyes, we foster love in everything we do.
And our signature sandwiches are no different.
Stop on by and try our all-new Buffalo Ranch Chicken Sandwich.
We have taken the chicken sandwich and kicked it up a notch.
Taste our Louisiana Cajun seasoned chicken patty.
Served on a brioche bun with two pickles and drizzled with our all-new Buffalo Ranch sauce.
Add a chocolate chip cookie on your order for only 90 cents.
Stop by any Popeyes for your Buffalo Ranch Chicken Sandwich today.
Love that chicken for Popeyes.
Father's Day is not just about celebrating dads. It's about celebrating all that our dads are. Our protectors, our husbands, and our oldest friend. This Father's Day, don't forget to tell him, I'm so glad you're mine, with a gift from Bonneville Bones.
Bonneville Bones, a statement in fashion, a night on the town. Find us Bay Street for the marathon at Bonneville Bones.
That's right, boys and girls. Get ready to play basketball at the 34th annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th at the Kendall GL Isaacs Gym, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. daily. So parents, get your boys and girls ages 5 through 18 registered now. Applications available at the South Bahamas Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, Tonic Williams Darling Highway, and at the registration desk at Campsite Kendall GL Isaacs Gym. Special appearances by NBA players, legends, and coaches. So get your boys and girls registered now, ages 5 through 18, for the 34th annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. I have in the house family, Guardian insurers, agents, and brokers. All right, I got that right. FGIAB for short. And joining me in studio is a senior manager at FGIAB, Alicia Culmer. She's been on the show before. And also Krizia Brown, who is with customer service, who I'm meeting for the first time today. Pleasure to have you with us. Good welcome back.
Thank you.
Welcome and welcome back. All right. So Family Guardian is having a FGIAB is having a home and auto showcase. And you're actually having it at number one Shirley Street and Village Road. You may have heard me say that I had no idea what was back there. I saw the sign say Family Guardian. I was like, okay, if you say so.
That's our corporate office.
Right,
that's
but there's actually a lot of people working there. Love it. All right, good. So you're going to have a home and auto show there on Saturday. Tell us about it.
Okay, so this home and auto show is an annual event, but the last time we had it was in 2019 because, of course, COVID had a shutdown for 2 years.
Right.
So we're bringing it back this year, bigger and better.
Excellent.
And so we changed the location. We've had it at our financial center for the last 2 years, and now we're going to take it over to the corporate office so you don't think that the CIA works
there. No, I'm
going
to come check. I'm going to go just to see.
Yeah, so we're going to have it at our corporate office. For those who don't know where that is, the easiest way for you to find it will be it's across from the Montague Ramp.
Mm-hmm.
So where the Fish Vendors Ramp is, you can get to it from the Eastern Road, and you can get to it from Village Road. So we'll have parking on the Village Road side. So the long driveway that you see, you're going to turn through there to park, and then we will be in the front lawn facing the Montague Ramp.
Excellent. So you get a water view.
Yes, you do.
Good. All right. So what time is it on Saturday?
It's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Okay, so home and auto show. But what does that exactly mean?
So what we want to do in the show, we kind of bring some of our clients on. So they're able to present whatever different areas of construction, home improvements, cars, real estate. So we bring them on, and then we have some outside vendors as well as that we invite. And it's for the public to come and learn different things. We have Family Guardian vendors is there as well. So we have our mortgage department, our financial services department, and our home service department there as well.
Ah, excellent. All right, so I'm reading some of your information here. It says you're going to have, well, we'll talk about the goodies in a minute, but you're going to have Family Guardian insurance agents and brokers, as well as Family Guardian. I don't understand the difference.
Okay. FGIAB is the subsidiary of Family Guardian. So we're the property and casualty division. So we deal with home, motor, commercial, marine, professional indemnity insurances. And then Family Guardian deals with the life and medical part of it.
Okay. Life and medical. Okay. All right. MGM Construction is going to be there. I like MGM Construction. They got, I've seen their videos before. They're good videos. And they do home repair and maintenance, transformations. Easy car sales, auto mall. Auto mall's going to be there. Auto mall's got, I forgot the brand now, Jesus.
They have BMW.
There's several.
Suzuki,
right, yeah. There's some good ones. I almost bought my last car from there.
So then you need to come out.
You know why I didn't buy my last car from there?
Why?
Because I was looking around, and the lady told me she'd be right back, and then I had to go because I got a call from work. And I was too embarrassed. I had to leave without telling her. I was too embarrassed to go back, so I went to a different place to get my car.
So you should come out on Saturday because we're gonna actually have Commonwealth Bank on site. Okay. For persons that want to come and they may want to buy the car on the spot.
I gotcha.
So you should come out. So like you said, we have MGM that comes out. They deal with home construction and maintenance. We're going to have Matt from One Oak. So we all know, I don't know if you guys, you've probably seen all Matt's of the videos on TikTok. So he is the real estate guru.
Okay.
We have Bestway Enterprises. So they deal all with generators. We also have Island Palms. They deal with home decor. You want to make the outside of your home beautified with the palm trees and the flowers. So they deal with that.
Excellent.
So we also have, like I said, Como Bank coming out. They're going to be there specifically for the auto sales. And Uncle Dave's Pepper Sauce. That's some of the food and drink vendors. Shelltones, Pow is going to be out as well.
Okay.
We're going to have BTC come out. So you want to take advantage of that. Spin the wheel. We're going to have prizes and surprises.
Yeah.
As well as We Buy, You Sell, they deal with home decor inside and outside.
I didn't know that.
Your impact windows and doors as well.
Oh,
same
that
we are in hurricane season.
Right, We Buy, You Sell. Okay. So they do impact windows and doors.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, excellent. So you're going to have Val Monkey Foot there too.
Yes.
I like
Val Monkey Foot and G's Delightful Teas. Sage and
Pow.
I've never had
so we got your food covered.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your drink covered.
Sounds good.
Yes. Yeah. We have a kitty corner as well.
You got some fun going on.
Yeah.
In case you want to go into Bunks and Gallery.
You know. They always tell me no.
Well, not at our event. You can take advantage at our event.
Okay, good. All right, so you got free fun and entertainment, free mm-hmm. kids, so that's mm-hmm. great. So your kids can go play while you deal with
while
the business.
While you shop around, yes, definitely.
Got you.
Free entry.
Mm-hmm. All right. BTC is going to be giving away a cell phone.
Yes.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Spin the wheel.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the spin the wheel.
Yeah,
thing.
Please.
So once you come in, FGIB will be the first tent that you will visit. And once you visit the FGIB tent, after you've walked around, we give you something there to welcome you. And then after you've walked around to the vendors and then you possibly want to get that quote for that home or your automobile, then you're going to come to us and get a quote. Once you get a quote, you're able to spin the wheel. And one, we have good things on the wheel.
Excellent.
It's not going to be a pen
mm-hmm.
and a flashlight, no. We have like Starbucks vouchers and food vouchers and gas vouchers and BTC phone cards. And so it's going to be a good spin the wheel. And then with the BTC phone, once you visit all the vendors, and you can prove to us that you visited all the vendors, then you're going to be entered into the drawing to mm-hmm. get the BTC phone.
Right.
Excellent. All right. And you also got, you got to get a free home or auto quote.
Yes.
Right.
So once you come and get your quote, let's say you want to come back in the office on Monday, you want to take out that home insurance, we have a special discount for you if you take out your home and auto insurance with us.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you can do that day?
Yes, definitely. Once you bring your quote, you come in on Monday, you say, hey, I visited you guys on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
you get a special discount just for you.
Really?
And also, Easy Auto Car mm-hmm. Sales, you can test drive their electrical vehicles out there.
Excellent. Yeah, so, I like Easy.
Yeah.
I've test driven their vehicles before.
Aren't they nice?
It's crazy because it doesn't sound like the car is on.
Yeah.
That's the first thing. And the second thing is it accelerates
very
crazy.
Yes.
Yeah.
In 3.5 seconds.
Right,
3.7 seconds.
Zero to 60.
Right. It's mm-hmm. crazy. I was like, I couldn't.
You might leave with two cars.
I drive real slow, you know what I mean? So I can't be trusted with that kind of power, but maybe I get like a little smaller one. Let me drive the big boy. This is excellent. So we're going to have fun. We're going to have games. We're going to have giveaways.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about FGIAB and the services you guys provide and what your experiences are with dealing with the Bahamian public.
So at FGIAB, we provide home, auto, marine, commercial, professional indemnity insurance. And our experience, we're really growing. We've been in the business from 2010, and so we've grown with Family Guardian. We write for Bahamas First, which is a reputable company here in the Bahamas. And so you know that you're going to get your bang for your buck. When it's time to have a claim, you know that you're going to be paid.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that we're big on, the customer service and making sure that you get what it is that you're paying for.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, excellent. So if you got a boat, if you got a car, it says, will there only be home and auto discounts only on Monday? Monday. I mean, when you go back to go pay?
Right.
It's not on Monday.
No.
Once you come to the show, and we will have you in a database so we know that you visited the mm-hmm. show. So you don't necessarily have to come in on Monday
right.
to get the insurance. No.
Excellent. All right. So, but you got to go get your quote
correct.
On Saturday.
Correct.
Right.
All right. Excellent. Okay. This sounds great. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to pass by.
Please do.
I live off of Village Road, so it's not a long haul, and I do want to see this property. and there's also, I got to see it for myself, you know. I trust you, but, you know, trust but verify.
Don't forget, it's a family event.
Yeah.
So
bring
bring
the kids.
Your kids out.
We have a kitty corner that's
going to
be provided by Party Perfect, so mm-hmm. they can get the nachos, the cotton candy.
Oh, great.
Snow cones,
oh,
leave them in a box
popcorn.
And castle,
right,
and
right.
you shop around.
Oh, that's incredible.
Right. Test drive the car. You may want to buy one at the same time.
Excellent.
Who knows?
And how does someone contact you if they want for information about your services but can't make it out to the auto show and home show?
So you can contact us. Our number is 396-1490.
Mm-hmm.
We are also on Instagram.
Facebook.
Instagram and Facebook, yes. And, of course, you can stop into the office at the foot of the bridge, our financial center.
And our website is FGIagentsandbrokers.com.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, home and auto show, Saturday, 10 to 4. at number 1 Shirley Street and Village Road. Cell phone giveaway, spin the wheel, you get prizes, food vouchers, just get a free home or auto quote. It's free entry. You test drive vehicles from Auto Mall, Easy Car Sales. They got raffles with gift bags, the kitty corner, and they can teach you about hurricane preparedness, home and auto care, and more. You're going to have FGIAB, Family Guardian, MGM Construction, We Buy, You Sell, Easy Car Sales, Auto Mall, Commonwealth Bank, One Oak, Bahamas, BTC, Generac, Vibrant Creative Arts and Trinkets, and Shell Tunes Creations, among others. Mm-hmm. You're also going to have food at the event. So POW is pancakes, omelet, waffles is going to be there. Valmonkey Foot's going to be there. Sage, I've never had that. I should try that. Uncle Dave's Pepper Sauce and Party Perfect, among others. It's free. All right. And it's going to be a fun family event. It's going to be on the lawn. You're going to be able to get a nice water view from the FGIAB compound. Mm-hmm. Alicia Comer, thank you for returning to the revolution.
Thank you for having us, Juan.
Being here with us. Chrisia Brown, we appreciate you.
Thank you.
I'm going to take a picture of your nails so my wife can understand what type action is going on. And
we'll talk about it after we go to break.
All right, we're gonna we will be back with the revolution after this. And thank you again so much for FGIAB.
Thank you. We hope to see you all on Saturday.
Absolutely, yes. We'll be there. All right, let's go to a break, and we'll be right back.
To think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
The King wants you to take a walk on the tangy side with the all-new Zesty Whopper collection at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy the classic Zesty Whopper with two types of cheese, zesty sauce, and crispy onions stacked on 100% flame-grilled beef. Or go zesty on our plant-based Whopper and crispy chicken. All three are saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor, and only available at Burger King Nassau. Visit any of our seven locations and enjoy a Zesty Whopper as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Forget those boring socks this Father's Day. Show Dad you care with something more personal. Get a gift he'll cherish and remember forever from Inventive Intellect. Leather and nylon wallets, baseball caps, neckties, keychains, mugs, flasks, customized dog tags, t-shirts, and more. Plus, we've got some custom boxes starting from only $10. We've got everything you can imagine for a special, personalized Father's Day at Inventive Intellect. Sunlight Cottage off East Street North. Call us today at 676-5811 or 821-9457. Inventive Intellect.
The Water and Sewage Corporation advises residents of Pinecrest Drive, South Beach East,
that the corporation will commence improvement work on Tuesday, May 31st, 2022, for a duration of 5 weeks, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. During this period, there may be some interruption in the water supply, road closure, and detours around the work area. Motorists are advised to avoid the area where possible. The corporation apologizes for any inconvenience caused and appreciates your support as they work to improve their level of service.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. Good to have you with us. We're going to get into some other things. But I wanted to say, am I alone in this? I don't think I am. I don't think stuff just happened to me, although bad things do happen to good people. Although this isn't a bad thing. Well, no, I take that back. Did anyone receive a notice from your bank about property tax? I did. So apparently Simon Wilson and the acting controller of Inland Revenue are quite serious about the banks. I didn't think I had property tax. But they're telling me there's some back tax. It's not a lot, though. I could pay it. But they're dead serious about making sure the banks make sure you pay your property tax. You ever, like, let your insurance lap even for, like, 2 weeks and the bank call you or email you? And they're like, we need proof of payment immediately. Right? If that's the best person to get to collect your money. And to be honest with you, I don't like it, but it's the bank. And they sent me this letter. They're like, you need to call the Department of Inland Revenue. They say that you have outstanding property taxes. So I'll pay the outstanding property taxes, Department of Inland Revenue. It's all good. I'm going to be a good citizen and give you your money, even though your Village Road Improvement Project is a wreck at this point. We got a phone call. Let's do it. 323-6232. So on top of that, 325-4316, 325 4259. I also got a big bag of swag from FGIAB. They're giving these out. This is a car cooler. You know what this is? You fold it out. Goes in your windshield. Blocks out the sun. Your car's not all hot. Yeah, there's a lot in here. They got like a... Oh, that's good. This is like a shake mug. It's like a water mug. No, it's a coffee mug. Oh, this is nice. It's a big coffee mug. Yeah, I can use that. And a notebook. Yes, perfect. I was just looking for my notebook. What else is this? Bottle opener is awesome. Anyway, this is good stuff. Thank you, Family Guardian, very much. We got a caller on the line. Let's do this. One moment. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Don't do it.
How's it going?
Great. Why do you think it's right how our governments both government, successive, current, allow Shirley Street to just run down. I mean, driving on Shirley Street is like driving to a track road.
I'm embarrassed.
It is just totally embarrassing. You have to keep on ducking potholes and ducking this and duck. It is just crazy. And it's a major thoroughfare.
And you know what I think? For me, I would have said this in its heyday, like Atlantis. Like, if I was Atlantis and I had to like drive an Ocean Club and I had to drive guests like back through that to the airport, I would have bought that property up if I could have. And just put nothing there. Put like bushes and shrubs there rather than have it there like that. There's people like... the homeless people are all over Shirley Street. I'm not saying we shouldn't check with homeless people, but the buildings are dilapidated. You know, it really doesn't make any sense.
I mean, that
and that's part of downtown.
It's just deplorable. And they have to drive on that same street every day. And it is just unbelievable how they allow that street, Shirley Street, to get degraded.
Agreed.
And no one is doing anything about it.
Absolutely. I'm with you. Yeah, it's shameful. Hopefully Chester Cooper explains tomorrow what they're doing, although I don't know if he's talking about as far as Shirley Street. This is one, why for the tourists, why not for us? Well, I say tourists because when I look around, it looks like we're into not having nice things, and we might as well lie to the tourists and act like we are into taking care of our stuff and having nice things. But having lived here, having been a Bahamian for almost 46 years now, I get the picture. I mean, some people are into nice things. The other people aren't really checking. Yeah, so I can't save the people who aren't checking. Now, let's talk about Glenys Anna Martin. All right, let me do some text messages first. All right. What else were we going to talk about? Oh, the speaker. Give me a moment. I'll deal with it. It says life insurance payment lapsed for 2 days, and they're ready to cut you off. They all watched Inventing Anna. You know, credit route here. Well, see, my life insurance, that I use salary deduction to do that. And the home insurance, well, here's what happened. I won't get too deep into it. I forgot to, because I'm not one of these people who sits down and goes, well, you know, let's this one on the 21st and this one on the 22nd. Like, if you tell me, I'll go do it, but sometimes I get caught up in other things, and I'm like, yeah, I'm supposed to pay the bill. Last time, I let the life insurance, the house insurance lapse, and the bank sent me an email saying that my home insurance lapsed, and they were contacted by the insurance company, and they paid the home insurance. And they added it to my mortgage, right? So they paid the insurance, added to my mortgage, I'm assuming that's legal, and charge me interest on it for paying it for me when I didn't ask nobody to pay nothing. So I told them, don't do that no more, please. I'll pay it on time. And then I still let it lapse and I had to go do it. So they send you these terse emails or calls. And I don't know. I don't know who's calling now, because I'm getting Jamaica, I'm getting Trinidad. One said the number was from Brazil a couple of weeks ago, so I don't know. All right. It says, LOL, one, my sister works at a bank. She says they regularly call to act so they could jump on that. Yeah, that must be like a revenue stream. Because I know that what some banks will do is that they'll pay your property tax at the beginning of the year and then tell you, you got to reimburse us for the property tax. But the fact, and I know which bank it is, but I'm not going to say, the fact of the matter is that if you pay your property tax on time, when they say it's, before they say it's due, you get a discount from Inland Revenue. And so the bank keeps the discounted amount, all right? And you're paying the full amount for your property tax. But you want to own property, you got to pay taxes. That's part of living in the Bahamas. Unless you want to go live on the family island, you can have 100 acres and not pay a dime. But if you want to live in New Providence, you got to pay taxes, all right? If you're Bahamian. Well, if you're foreign, too. If you're foreign on the family island, you got to pay taxes. You're supposed to pay taxes, all right? It says, my life insurance is on a credit card. When the credit card expires, I forget. Credit card, I didn't think about that. Say, well, you answering calls from Brazil? Trying to live in a doghouse? Say, I don't know. I don't know who's trying to contact. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know if it's like Edward Snowden. You know what I'm saying? Like if it's an unknown number, I don't pick up. But if it's a strange number and it's like Brazil, well, who the hell, who's from Brazil? But maybe it's Bolsonaro who's calling me. All right. Let's quickly talk about... let me do this. Let me talk about the Speaker of the House. And I'm not... I have to catch myself because sometimes I'm like, well, I don't want to seem like I'm picking on anyone and I don't want to seem like I'm being unfairly critical. But, and there are times when you go, well, maybe I was thinking about that incorrectly and maybe I looked at it from the wrong point of view. But I think that Speaker of the House Patricia DeVoe could work on her temperament. All right? And that carries with it a lot of different interpretations by a lot of different people, but I just got to be honest with myself and how I feel about it. I don't think all that's necessary. Like, and also so should Sylvanus Petty, and I don't know if it's just they're two distinct people who are quickly to anger or kind of get annoyed or irritated, or if it's DeVoe and she seems very quick to get annoyed and irritated and lash out. And then Petty's just mimicking that. Because Petty ain't had to go through none of that in the House. They tell me he's my family from a little, but I don't know about all that. I ain't got related to no Petty's. But someone told me that for most people who've family been in Bahamas for more than like 3-4 generations, like you're probably all related somehow. Which a lot of crimes have been committed against nature, if that's the case, but you know, it is what it is. I stopped checking after like great grandfather. I can't keep track. Someone told me I was like, my wife and I were been dating for years. They're like, yeah, she's your family. I was like, well, it is what it is. So that's that ain't gonna stop no show at this point. But she seems to be quick to lash out, all right? And I'm not saying that she's not provoked, but like the exchange she had with Adrian White, I still don't know if I understand it. I mean, the Stephen Russell thing, listen, I have my concerns about Nima as well, which I've voiced publicly to Stephen Russell, and I respect him, Commander Stephen Russell, but you know, it is what it is. There has to be accountability. No, you don't lash out at Stephen Russell, particularly when you don't know the circumstance and you cause him to issue some big statement. That doesn't happen in Parliament, you know. But you can be, for me, it shouldn't happen. It's a faux pas, right? They should school you on these things. You shouldn't have to speak out on behalf of your constituency. This started, the first time I've seen it in any material way was with Halsen Mutri. But I know Kendall Major did quite a bit of it. I don't recall. Kendall Major did quite a bit of it in terms of he's saying, well, we got a Christmas thing going on. I'd urge the people to go on, Garden Hills to come out. But he didn't go rambling on and on about their concerns like Mutri did. And Alvin Smith, I don't think, I don't recall him talking about, I believe it was Eleuthera like that. Like, so Hallie Mutri probably like the genesis of like, I'm the speaker, and from the speaker's chair, I speak about my constituency. Because the fact of the matter is, when you become Speaker of the House, you have a different role altogether. Yes, you're still an MP, but check this out. When you become Speaker of the House, you get the Speaker of the House salary. You no longer collect a member of Parliament's salary, right? The government is keeping that money. So if the government's going to collect my salary as a member of Parliament, I'm assuming you just want me to be Speaker of the House and that the government is to look out for my constituency. That's just my thinking. I'm not saying don't go there. I'm not saying don't voice their concerns. I'm not saying don't refer them to the proper agencies and departments or people like that. But in terms of advocacy from the chair, you don't need to do that. Because the government's keeping your salary money, and therefore the government needs to take care of your constituency. They can coordinate with you, certainly. So you don't need to do that. But I'm not going to hammer her down for that. She just got there and, you know, oh, she just got. Yeah, she did just get there. Yeah, she's duly elected and that's all that. But sometimes when you know better, you do better. Right. And just like she just got there, Sylvanus Petty just got there. And Obi Wilscombe and Alfred Sayers, Obi Wilscombe's leader of government business, Obi Wilscombe and Alfred Sayers, who are experienced members of parliament, they've had to intervene and be like, don't, like the thing with Michael Pintard, like that didn't need to occur like that. And so I understand that it's annoying and you do get a lot of people making noise and there's all this contention of what a point of order is and what should a point of order be. And I think that there, in the last administration in particular, was a lot of unnecessary abuse of this point of order, point of clarification, just to shut down talk from the opposition. That's A. B. And, you know, Michael Pintard and I are cool. If Kirk Cornish wanted to go up there and say, y'all are heartless monsters who didn't care about the people after Dorian, he has every right to do that. And you can come back after he's done speaking and speak to it. But to say we got a strike from the record that he says we're heartless monsters who don't care about Dorian, that's my opinion. I don't care if you spent $500 million. My opinion is y'all are heartless monsters. And you can't change what's in my heart. Not just by asking me to strike it from the record. So it's useless. And a lot of it was abused during the last administration. And now the current administration seems to want to do some of it. But they look like they're a little more patient, most MPs. You know, Darrell Innes got into it. And Bonaby and Cartwright and Pintard got into it. But for the most part, it seems like they're more willing to address it after. Like how Glenys Hannah-Martin addressed an MP talking about the Pindling era and all this other stuff like that. In her speech, she didn't get up and go, you can't talk about Lyndon Pindling, da-da. It's the House of Assembly. You're duly elected members. You have a right to speak, all right, on behalf of your constituents. And if that comes from a place where you feel very passionate about it, it is what it is. Because every time John Pinder gets up, almost without fail, he talks about how Abaco has been abandoned. So I don't see how Kirk Cornish, who's also an Abaco representative, can't talk about it. That's just me. All right, we got a call. Let's take a call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. No, no call. All right. So to me, a more even, measured keel is what I would expect from the speaker. It, to me, it's too much. All right? And I'll say it because I don't like her or any of this other stuff. I say that because it's just, I've been watching Parliament for many years, and to me, that sort of abrasiveness is not really what you're looking for in the Speaker of the House of Assembly. All right? You got to be slow to anger. You got to be judicious. Members of Parliament must act appropriately, but at the same time, it is a free-flowing debate, all right, an exchange of ideas. You got to conduct the affairs without flying off the handle. So I don't know if Sylvanus Petty wanted to address Michael Pintard, he just could have done that and then moved on. But also, members of the Free National Movement, you're elected members of Parliament, you have the right to speak, but you're in the vast minority, and you're not going to have the same power to shut down debate or change the course of debate or and what people say, X, Y, Z, as you did when you were in power. And so, like Ingram used to say, make sure you can live with, all right, what you do when you're in power, when you're in opposition. Make sure you can live with it. Because the PLP learned real quick. Because Alfred Sayers was head of the Rules Committee when they changed the rules in the last PLP administration. And when the PLP had four members of the House, they used to just try to not let them say a word. It was really something. And now the FNM's got to realize, you don't got the same kind of stripes to like shut everyone who's speaking down. You're just going to have to maybe change tactics. All right? We got a call. We'll do this quickly, and then we'll do some text messages. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Vaughn, what's up, brother?
I'm good. How's it going?
I am great, man. Hey, you know something? I was saying something to someone yesterday. Yes, I can say it quick. When the FNM was the government, I'm talking politics, right? You have to understand, and people have to understand that when the government changes, people who support that government would change is going to, you know, speak for them. And people got to, what a lot of people who understand with the past government, they can't take it. They can't take, you know, Mr. McCartney. I realize they can't take. You had four members of parliament. You had one lady. And they sit there and they take all the verbal abuse. This one calling this one wife ingenuous, telling Miss Gladys Sergeant Arms, move out there. They took it. And while the rest of them who are leaders, in particular of the opposition, and part of the opposition said then, bang, 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 bang. Bang, bang, bang on that desk. Now there's down the shoe another foot.
Yeah.
It's politics, buddy. Yeah. It's politics, people. You got to be able to give, like Mr. McCartney said, you got to be able to take. So y'all who can't take, just leave it alone and just sit down and just wait until whatever, whatever. But as it stands right now, the Progressive Liberal Party is the government, and, you know, whatever the case may be, and that's the government. That's who the people elected.
Yeah.
That's
I agree. Thanks, my brother. You got to act accordingly. Like, so to me, I try to assess, like, situations, and in the heat of the moment, things happen, but I try to go over it in my head. So to me, if I'm the Speaker of the House, and Adrian White's like, you know, I'd urge you not to speak to me like a child, I'm a grown man, like that he has to say that on the floor of the House of Assembly, and how she responds, and how she has to say that, and how she has to tell you that I learned this book page to page, that speaks to what appears to be that you guys have a non-existent relationship outside of when the House of Assembly is sitting. And so if someone has to come and talk to me and tell me in public, publicly, you know, please don't talk to me like a child, that's a problem, right? And somebody's got to be magnanimous if it's the Speaker who's wielding, you know, the power, the judge powers during Parliament. You know, you need to probably reach out and be like, listen, why do you think I'm talking to you like a child? Or think it through in your head and go watch it back and go like, does this person feel like I'm talking to them like a child? Does it? And maybe you adjust, right? Because sometimes that's what's required of us as professionals, as human beings. Yes, rules are rules, and yes, they exist, but a lot of times it's your delivery, it's your demeanor. And you can't just say that people should be dispassionate about how it's received, because we're people. We are emotional creatures who sense a thousand different intonations of your voice, of your behavior, and we make judgments about the kind of emotion that's being invoked in us through what you may be doing, whether that's wrong or right. So if I feel like you're talking to me like a child, it's a vibe. And if you're telling me you got to sit there and say, well, I learned this book page to page, y'all tell me go learn it, that speaks to something that's going on, right? That he feels he needs to tell you that you had that one in the chamber. The relationship needs to, yes, you're an opposing party. This is a small place. You can work that out, all right? But again, FNM, remember, you're not in power, and it ain't always right. But sometimes that's what it is. Let me read this real quick, then we gotta go. Good afternoon, Juan. Regarding all of us being related, have you ever considered how many people you're already related to? We normally only recognize the father's line, but this is totally wrong. Each of our parents had two different parents, our grandparents, so that's four different surnames. But each of those grandparents had two different parents, 16 great-grands, yep, and after that, 32. So imagine how many different surnames went into creating one person, but we only recognize one surname for convenience, but really our DNA says we're all related. Well, we all can be dating then, because if I don't see you at the family reunion every few years, or you ain't in the family group chat, it's open season if I were a single man. Good afternoon, McCartney. The Speaker is the worst example of a Speaker we've ever seen. She's rude, bigoted, showing how powerful she is, and petty. It's only following her example. There's no excuse for her behavior, and it should not be tolerated. Well, like I say, you got to work on things. So, you know, she should work on some things. The FNM's got to work on some things. So it's got to be what it is. So great show as usual. Meadows, question one. Someone tell you your wife was your family before y'all got married? Someone claimed that. So tell me it was after. No, before. They claimed that family. I was like, we done crossed that bridge long ago. Ain't nothing gonna take that back. All right, we got to go. You guys take care out there. This one says Edward Snowden laughing. We gotta go. You guys take care out there. We should be back, Lord willing, tomorrow. Have a great day, Bahamas.